an ant pet. Two best friends who love to chat. Oh, what it's like to be an ant. Those who ant. Those who ant.
Okay, we're back. Oh, God, at just in time.
Zoolander's here.
Zoolander's here, and she's gorgeous.
Zendaya.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Chels.
How do you say it again?
Zendaya.
I say it Zoolander.
Oh, my gosh. Either way, look at her.
At different ages. When I came across it, Zoolander.
Oh, my gosh. She's such a tiny little thing, and she's such a good actress. She's like a powerhouse. She can sing. She can dance.
She can
after all this, this is
wear
France.
Wear a paper bag. Can look good enough.
Yeah, she sure can.
I wish I wore a paper bag because I had an accident in my clothes, my work clothes.
You had to wear a paper bag. Oh, God.
All they had was a me-sized paper bag. I said, does anyone have anything? I'm streaming it from the ladies' room. No. But they had a giant paper bag from a novelty thing that had been done earlier. And I thought, just send it this way. So I had to cut holes, arms and legs into it.
Uh-huh.
You and smell like farts.
You know who I met one time when he was wearing a paper bag? Shia LaBeouf.
Hold on. Watch this little guy because, poor buddy, there's a lot of things he would love to eat sitting right out. So come here, bud. You shamed him right off the couch.
Well, when I tell you that this dog all shat in my face without the physical part.
He's got a tummy ache. You know that's why he's here.
I hope it's a tummy ache.
Oh.
He might be possessed.
He's not.
God
come
bless.
Here, buddy.
God bless. Now
he's having tummy problems, but he's safe.
Some very nice man won something for Oopsenheimer in the
cinematography.
Okay.
Oh, I called that one. I did call that one.
I did too.
Yeah.
So wonderful. So Chelsea, now you're telling me a story about
Wait, look at his shoes.
Shakes a little blink.
Huh? Shoes. Oh, they gotta pull back. We need to see this man's shoes.
He
was
like,
he also was like, I will not wash my hair. And I won't wear shoes that are nice.
Everyone is letting the natural oils come in, which is actually really smart. You don't want to make
for curls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Look, and I don't like it.
I know. And you know, the thing is, Chelsea, you and I both have naturally curly hair. And so everybody tells us, let the oils come in. And we don't want to do it. There they are.
Oh, tennis shoes.
Those are not even tennis shoes. You can play tennis in those.
Well, no, but you could.
Yes, Adi J.
By the way, okay,
Shix-a-Labine. Here you go.
Shia LaBeouf.
Uh-huh. Same thing. What are you saying? This is the same.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I met Shia LaBeouf and he was doing an art exhibit.
Yeah. Wow.
Issa Rae.
And what? Oh, Rami. Oh, he's so cute. Ramen Yusin.
Noodles.
Yep. He's so cute. He was in that movie I didn't like, but look at her.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
She is gorgeous.
She is a ray of light.
Why don't my boobs go in their separate corners and behave?
We simply can't know the answer to that, Pat.
That's true.
We can't. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's age, but I don't know how old she is.
But I bet if someone could tape them. I bet this.
Oh.
Some people have tape.
Okay, listen. Now,
tape does wonders.
Now, I gotta say,
thank you so much, Chelsea.
The only one of these live action short films I've seen was Red, White, and Blue, and I hope it wins.
With Brittany Snow,
because it didn't win. But the thing is, if you haven't seen Red, White, and Blue, and you want your heart to be, I mean, not just broken, but shattered, and then devoured, and then shat out,
I'm
and
good.
Then stomped on. Watch Red, White, and Blue. It's about why it's very important that abortion is a right. And if you don't think abortion's a right, see yourself out of this podcast, please. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I can't.
Now, what happened, Shrinking LeBron?
I met Shia LaBeouf when he was doing an art exhibit where he wore a paper bag over his head and the paper bag said, "I am not famous anymore."
Now that's dumb, right? We don't always understand art, but that's not good art, right?
Now, if I looked at that person's head, I'd be like, oh, you're famous. Now, because very few not famous people wear a bag on their head and say, I'm not famous. So
he went to red carpets.
Well, you know what?
It was a time.
Did this switch channels to the Victoria's Secret Angels shows?
This is there's a movie on now called, what the fuck is this?
This is Becky G.
And Becky G. Oh, she did a song.
Not your aunt Becky.
No.
This is Becky G.
She did a song from Flamin' Hot. But I don't remember it having. What's happening right now?
Who are these youths? Who are these youths?
If they don't stop breakdancing, I'm going to be mad.
It's the choir.
Then I'm mad. Did anybody see this besides me? This is the one movie I saw. Because I'll tell you what. I went with my friend Dinah to see this movie. And
Oppenheimer?
Yeah. No, this isn't from Oppenheimer.
Well, why so?
This is from Flamin' Hot, a movie I don't think anyone saw, but for some reason a song got nominated.
This is Oppenheimer because of the...
It's not.
Flamin' Hot. Cheetos.
And they made these...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless.
And they made these little girls wear these weird... These are weird outfits, right? The pants are of varying lengths, and I'm confused. Because you got the fire inside of you.
That is a... 3 seconds off.
That song was oh, look at her. Oh, look at her. Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
That's Elizabeth Warren. I love her. I almost voted for her.
For president?
Mm-hmm.
I did vote for her.
You know, they just didn't have the primaries.
Yeah.
By the way, I hope everyone voted in the primaries.
Well, I sure did.
Yeah, me too. And by the way, it was just a nice warm-up for, you know, getting into it. We have an election year. It's very important. If you listen to this podcast and you think you're not going to get absolutely spanked by your ears to vote, then you're incorrect.
Yeah.
And look, it's so exciting. It's actually, don't look at it as a lot of people are thinking about what a tough year this is going to be. It's going to be tough, but also get excited about voting for people you care about. All the local elections.
Because guess what? Guess what? The House election, this is very important. Now, I don't know why. I just want to say this because if you guys saw that same commercial we did, oh my God, LL Cool J.
Yeah, people will not know. I think that people are going to have zero clue.
What commercials? I'll tell you about it. It's the new movie with Zoolander in it. Okay. And I will say.
About tennis.
Oh, the space shuttle.
JD?
It's about the space shuttle. What did you hear?
Challenger?
Oh, I heard Challenger.
I didn't hear any of that.
And I heard space shuttle.
It's my accent.
Yeah.
That must be it. It's thick.
It is so thick. But here's the thing. Hot flash, Pat, this is a commercial for menopause.
I told you it's back.
It's back. It's better than ever. But anyways, I was just going to say really quickly, that movie that Zoolander is in where she plays tennis.
Today,
yeah.
Challengers.
Okay. Well, either way, neither one of those men, and forgive me for saying this because there's so much more to a person than their looks, but those men are not attractive enough to play a love interest of Zoolander. Ugh. Not in the least. She is stunning. And she's very cool, which makes her even more attractive.
Stunninger.
Yeah, she's even stunninger.
Timotei is attractive enough to be her equal?
No, I think he looks like, I don't know how to finish that sentence. Maybe. I think he looks very beautiful. Cute little thing.
It's hard when you're older because he looks like someone I'd be like, excuse me, has anyone checked in on my nephew?
Yeah, and also because you don't want to poor things him. You know what I mean? Because he's a baby and you don't want to have a love interest that's a baby. But he's got a very defined jawline.
Now, is that normal? What happened to that neck brace?
So this is I'm dog sitting and, you know, we've talked about this and this little.
An audio recording is more confusing.
Yeah, it's true. But I got to say, I'm dog sitting and this little buddy, and he's so cute. And he doesn't understand the word no, but he's the cutest dog you ever saw. And he's got a hot spot, so we got to sometimes put that little thing around his neck. Come on, Bubba. Come on up. He's so cute.
There it is.
Now, Chelsea, you got up and things are changing. What's happening?
This dog is wondering if I may have some.
Yeah, he wants. I got apples. I made some of my homemade cashew butter. And Chelsea's cleaning it up for some reason because she's the cutest.
No one knows.
They don't want the dog.
She's the cutest. She's the cutest. Now he loves to try and get at food that you and I would eat.
Right.
You need to sign off.
You do?
Yeah, I gotta go.
All right. Now listen.
Let's pause.
We're gonna pause it. Chelsea, do you have any last thoughts about this?
I love Oscars night.
Oh my God, so do we.
I love that for you and us.
Yeah, we love it. We love you.
So
we're gonna pause and there's Naiad.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Another tennis movie? What the heck's going on?
Uh-oh. A lot of people are going to fuck so
This is
hard.
A scary tennis movie, and the Jurassic Park man is in it.
Also, and Bennington's in it.
Yes. Okay. Diana Nyad. All right. She must have done a record-breaking tennis thing. Okay. I'm going to pause this, and we're going to say goodbye to Chels. All right. We love you. Pause. Did I can't remember what we said before we ended. We're on best sound right now.
We're doing our best.
We're doing our best. Here. We're doing our best sound, which is terrible. We'll never be nominated for this Oscar.
Not unless things go really sideways.
There was a costume change. There was a jacket change.
Of the host.
By the host. Now, you had thoughts and so did I.
I Jimmy Kendall.
Yeah.
I feel like that looked so much like my grandmother's couch under the plastic.
Okay. And I thought, I don't hate it, but it does look like there's little horse bits on it.
Yeah. It just looked, you know what, to me, on camera, it looks stiff.
Yeah, so I wondered, stiff. What's this guy wearing? So I wondered if
that's
it was
kind of cool. One of these guys is trying to wear a little black hat and white tennis shoes.
Yeah, oh,
and he's like, oh, look how cool I look.
Yeah, he looks like Heisenberg from Breaking Bad.
Mm. Oh, from the movie about the bomb.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Oopsenheimer.
No, this is for Oopsenheimer.
Oh.
He's pointing at his Doc Martens and looking at somebody, and I don't know who.
That's so nice. You know what? I love.
I'm sorry. One of them's name's Tan. How do you say it? Tan?
Well, I don't know how anyone says it except me. Tan. Because I don't think they said. Now, let me also say this. I think, you know, I'm very attracted to men and their penises, mm-hmm. and I like. I got to tell you, for all you men out there, I'm sorry to tell you this.
Wait, I want to see where this is going, but is his tie tucked into his shirt?
Uh-oh. What
see
is
it?
That? Oh, I, it's an illusion.
Oh.
Which I hate.
Okay. Like the middle class.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, right. Now what were you going to say? You love men's
now,
penises.
I think a lot of men that I know will say, oh, suits are uncomfortable and tuxedos are uncomfortable, but I have to tell you, my whole thing is, I'm sorry.
No.
It's very attractive. I've known many men who've put on a tuxedo and I go, uh-oh, I only love you.
Now what's happening?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
We might have to pause.
Okay, we got to pause. I'm just Ken. I'm unpausing during I'm Just Ken to say he is a 10. He is so much fun. He's so fun And Pat is clutching her face right now. Oh, there's all the Kens. Wait, right? Is this all the guys? What's happening with my TV? Was that Simu Liu? No, maybe not. I got excited. Those are the real glasses. Is that him up front? Was it? Oh, he's smashing balsa wood. It is. Yes, it is. It's the other Kens. Okay, this is so much fun. They're going to lift him. Yes, this is everything we wanted to be in this giant, just giant Bobby's. We love this. This looks very cool. And you got to see Pat's face. I really wish you guys could see. Pat is into this, Kennedy. Oh, it's Slash. Wow. This is great. Okay, I'm going to pause again because we're enjoying this deeply. Okay, now the fun thing about that is that Ryan Gosling just kissed the cameraman's hand. It was delightful. He sang to Emma Stone. This boy could sing live, okay? He could sing live. What's on his necklace? His kids, maybe. Or his hot, hot wife. Okay, I want to tell you a story real quick. I one time went to a party. This is going to sound like I'm very cool, but I'm not. I one time went to a party, and it was one of the worst nights of my life. And you know this. But Mark Ronson was there. And it was an after party. And Mark Ronson, they were like, oh, Mark Ronson's going to get up. And he DJ'd. But guess what? He only played his own songs. And I was like, get over yourself. But that song is very fun. Do we want Billie Eilish to win? Yeah, we do. But I'm Just Ken was fun too. And it's going to be one of those two, I think. Unless the Native American song wins. All right, I'm going to pause the commercial. Okay, everybody. Pat went to the bathroom real quick. So I made a call to my very own Auntie Di. Auntie Di, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and you're watching the Oscars from home. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. What do we think so far? What do we love about it?
Well, I just watched them perform the song "I'm Just Ken," and I had a big smile on my face. the whole time. You know I love Barbie.
Yes, and you are number one Barbie fan, and we loved the movie. I saw it twice in theaters, even though a person who ruined my life is in it. And now,
she was also on the Oscars, and I hated that moment.
I know, I hated it too. We had to pause. Now, tell me, have there been other moments that you've loved? Because we loved I'm Just Ken over here.
Well, so far I love the whole thing. I love all the women, you know, the dresses. I love everything about it this year.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. Now, what did you think of the twins reunion? Did you see that?
Yes, I saw them present.
That was something special. I screamed.
I didn't see the twins, though, but it was okay.
You never see? Yeah. Okay. Did you see Bradley Cooper's tiny, tiny mother?
Yes.
Yeah,
I did.
They just showed her again.
I really didn't like her bangs in front of her eyes, though.
Okay. Auntie Di has strong feelings about bangs. We know this. Pat. You want to say hi to Auntie Di?
Hello, Auntie Di from Auntie Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
We're watching
it's
the same.
So good to talk to you too.
Oh, can I just tell you, I'm so glad that you're listening to us and talking to us. I know we're watching this program, and it's always nice to check in because people have very different thoughts. For example, this dress that this young woman is wearing.
And now she looks like she's wearing a beanbag chair, and I don't mind saying that. What's your take on that dress, Auntie Di?
Why does it have to be, you know, like those, are those sleeves or is that around her waist?
Now,
does she have arms?
Does she have arms is a great question. And if I had to guess how many times.
If she's holding that envelope, how long are her arms?
Oh, wait, are you talking about Cynthia Erivo?
The woman in pink?
Oh, no. That's Ariana Grande.
There's a lot of sleeve work happening.
Yeah, but I like that green dress. I think it's real cool. The Ariana Grande.
The green dress was beautiful, but the ring in her nose is kind of ruining it.
Okay, well, I don't have a problem with that, but I will say that Ariana Grande and other people tonight have made us ask the question, are those sleeves? Melissa McCarthy? Who's the other one? We were like, what are those?
Yes, Melissa McCarthy. Hot pink sleeves with that red dress.
A little clash.
She looks beautiful.
She does.
I'm not a fan of those colors together.
Yeah, a little clashy.
Colors together.
Okay. What do we know? What category this is?
This is a musical.
Original
thing.
Score.
Okay.
Score.
I bet Oopsenheimer wins. What do you think's gonna win, Auntie Di? Quick.
I wasn't watching because I was listening to you.
Oh, sorry. I'm
classic.
Ruining.
Classic us.
I have it silenced.
Okay, wait, we don't know. Oh, yeah, I was right.
Oopsenheimer
won.
Okay.
Okay. All right, now, I don't want to take away from your viewing experience anymore. We just wanted to check in with you.
It's so good to hear from you.
I love you both. Thank you for checking in.
You're welcome. We like our man on the street interviews. We love you so much.
I love you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All
right.
Bye.
That was my very own Auntie Di.
Is that special?
Isn't that fun?
I'd like to hear, you know, I only hear the voices in my own head.
Yeah, we should call Carol and we should call Tina.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Carol will not answer. And I'm telling you, I got her a new phone. And do you think that she answers her phone?
No, because remember I tried to FaceTime her on her birthday? That was a nice gift of you to get Carol a new phone.
Was it?
I don't know.
Very little has changed and I love her only to death.
Of course.
But I got to tell you, it doesn't matter. If I got her a horn that went off every time someone tried to contact her and it blew directly into her ear, it wouldn't change anything.
You should get her a horn, though. You should. Oh, my God. Okay, during that break, Billie Eilish won best song or whatever.
Excuse me. This is exciting. Am I right, Tina?
This is my mother, Tina.
Oh, my God, yes. I've never met her, but she's great.
We love her, right, Mom?
Yes, we do.
Now, a lot of times you find her wardrobe to be baffling, right?
I do.
Yeah, but what do you think about what she's wearing tonight?
Oh, well.
Honest opinions.
There's no shame.
I like the jacket.
Okay.
Oh, that's his.
Wait, what do you think?
I wasn't crazy about the shoes.
Okay.
But
she's a beautiful young lady.
But she's gorgeous, Mom. Look at her.
I know. I think I know.
Yeah.
You think you know.
Yeah, she's doing things a little unconventionally. Yeah.
Yeah, she's, you know what? Yeah. Sing your own song.
Oh,
and she does.
My God.
And she does.
Now,
Tina. I like her voice.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful voice.
But gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
Yes, it is. It's gorgeous. Just like her outfit.
Oh, yeah. Tina, that's so nice. You know, Tina, I feel like you're saying, you know what? It's not what I would have chosen, but good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very with it.
You are very
you
with
are,
it.
Excuse me. You are very with it, tattoo haver.
Oh, yeah.
Plus what?
She called you a tattoo haver.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Excuse you. That makes you very...
105 and I got my own tattoo.
You got two of them.
Two of them.
Yeah, you and Pat both have two tattoos.
It's a real horse race now.
Two tattoos. Get right.
Yeah. Let's see who gets the third.
Yeah.
Unless he was brave enough to put it on their ass.
Oh, hey, Mom, do you think I have two tattoos or do you think I have one tattoo split into two?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? You were with me.
Okay, then it must be one into two.
Well, okay, so you think I split one tattoo into two tattoos?
No, you only have one tattoo.
No, I have two. I think I have two. They're in two different locations. That means two, right?
I think so.
Yeah, thanks, Pat.
Well, it could be the same.
But it's not.
Depending on where they're at.
Listen, I don't want to fight with you right now, Mom, on this podcast.
It's smart. It's a holiday. Let's all be cool.
Let's be cool.
Okay. This is the Oscars. What did you think of the clothes?
Okay, great question.
Tina, we wanted to do the red carpet, but I got here late because there were a bunch of bees in my driveway. I was waiting them out.
Yeah, Mom, Pat rolled up on the dot.
On the nose. So we've only seen...
Really?
We've only seen the outfits that we've seen from the beginning. I have to say, in general, I'm very happy.
That little girl, Ariara, what's her name?
Ariara Venti.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Her sleeves were way too big.
Now, were those even sleeves, though?
That's what we were wondering. Mom, is it sleeves or is it part of the dress?
I think it's a coat.
Oh.
Okay, so you think it's a weird, kind of a weird around-the-waist jacket?
Yes, a coat.
A coat.
A shoulder coat.
Now, Mom, what's the difference between a coat and a jacket?
Half.
Half? Did
you say half?
The jacket is half. The coat is all the way.
Now, I wonder if fashion agrees with you about that.
I can't wait to find out.
Yeah.
But a jacket makes a lot of sense because she's now maybe her forearms are in it and she's holding it down. It's just there's a lot of volume there. Now, she's a very tiny person. So maybe she's like, I can get away with this amount of volume.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of volume.
I know.
Now let me ask you this.
I thought she was very, very, very tiny.
She is,
that big, big, big sleeve.
It looked like a loofah. Like you put your arms through a shower loofah, a big one.
Yes.
Or, excuse me very much, what if it's some sort of reverse muff?
Uh-oh. You're interested in that, right?
Making loofahs that big that your body fits into.
That's great. That's a quick shower. You just run right into that big, giant loofah and then run right out.
Oh. Wait a second, did we just invent personal car washes?
She may have something going for her there.
Mom, did you hear what Pat said? Say it again, Pat.
No.
Did we just invent personal car washes? So that woman's in your house with her muff sleeves, and you run right into it. All soaked up.
Oh.
Think about it. What if you could... You don't have to even move your hands when you shower. You run in there, car wash, in and out. I feel so good. Yeah.
I think they're loofahs.
Yeah.
God bless. Me too. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Now, there was just a commercial, the Pepperidge Farm Milano cookies.
Uh-oh. Tina.
I'm still on Billie Eilish.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, we don't want to hold you up, Mom. We just wanted to check in with you for a quick minute.
Yes. Check in with me for the rating on the clothes later.
Okay, we will do that. Because, we're going to have you on a full episode. You know that, right, Mom?
Okay, yes, absolutely.
Oh, good.
Okay, all right.
Wait, am I on now?
You're on now, yeah.
Uh-oh, the radio, it's public and it's present.
Kevin.
All right, we love you very much.
Love you, Tina.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Here's the thing, she's got opinions. She's got them. And she's got no one to tell them unless we call and ask. This is the thing. We gotta ask her.
This is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't.
You couldn't what?
Huh?
What?
I could agree more.
Yeah, you could agree more. All right, well, listen, we're gonna pause for a sec. We're gonna take a little bathroom break. Oh, look at her. The Toyota girl. She's great.
Good
I bet
lady.
I bet she's funny in real life. Okay, we're gonna pause it. Now, I just wanna say real quick, we were gonna take a pee break. But they're doing a Dumbledore thing right now. And I just want to say, they're playing a song called Conte Partiro by a man named Andrea Bocelli. He's an Italian opera singer who is not blessed with the gift of sight. He's blind.
Well,
he's
got to say not blessed with the gift of song.
No, like, he's got that one. He's got that one. And usually, and this also has a Sarah Brightman who played Christine Daae on Broadway.
Right.
And I actually love this song. Okay, they're doing tributes. All right, we'll be back. Bye-bye. Andre Brower, taken way too soon. We loved you, Andre Brower. Such a funny man and such an amazing actor. No! Okay. Well done, Sister Suffragette and Pee Wee Herman. Now, Pat, did you know any of these people had passed on?
No, and I need a minute.
Yeah, okay. Oh, God.
That
I gotta say, I don't think love does mean never having to say you're sorry. I think love means having to say you're sorry often and meaning it. Is he singing alive?
Isn't he dead?
No.
He's dead.
Andrea Bocelli?
He's singing. They just played his voice?
This is live. This isn't the record. Because that's him. There he is. Oh, he's singing with his son. Okay, Andrea Bocelli is a very good singer. Okay, I'm gonna pause it. What an update. Oh, gosh. They should have spent a little more time on Matthew Perry, I think.
Oh. And look at
Richard
Lewis.
Oh, you call him Dick Lewis?
Well, we met one time.
Where?
I gave him a hand job, but I don't know if that was him.
Oh my God.
It might have just been someone else. But I equate the Dick Lewis that I knew and touched to that man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying I wanted Andre Bocelli.
You want the
coat.
Jacket. Yeah. You want the jacket. The Apostles' Creed died.
Oh, my God. I mean, it comes for all of us. It's just so strange to watch it happen.
Oh.
Excuse me,
Simply
Tina
the best.
Oh, better than all the rest.
Now, if you were a fan of Drag Race, you'd call it Tinta Turner.
Tinta Turner. Is that not an... Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's nice.
Boy,
that's nice.
That was very beautiful. And I got to tell you, those Italian pipes, I did my Duolingo lesson today.
Congrats.
Thank you. Grazie.
Oh, that sounded so
Did
right.
it sound good?
It sounded so good.
Yeah. You know what's one of my favorite words to say? It's how you say let's go in Italian. You know what it is?
Pepperoni?
Yep. That's it. No, it's andiamo. It's so good.
It's
so fun. So if you, that's it. Oh, I'd rather be famous instead. Preach. Now, listen, if you speak any Italian, shoot us an email at thosewhohadit@gmail.com. All right, now, we just want to check back in because Pat asked the question again.
Is it a yay or a nay on this man's blazer that looks like the dessert at a wedding of only wasps?
Now, I love a champagne. I'm saying yay.
Oh, you think that's champagne?
I think it's a champagne color. Yeah. What do you think?
It made me uncomfortable.
It makes you uncomfortable? Okay, I don't hate it like you. You had a very visceral reaction to it. Oh, God, these weirdos are going to say stuff about...
We got to pause again. Pause again.
Okay, hold on. Forrest Whitaker may be the only normal person. Ben Kingsley. Okay, I'm pausing. Now, listen, we took a pause while Brendan Fraser is talking to Jeffrey Wright. But I got to say real quick, how much spray paint did they spray on his hair? And oh my God, and Nick Cage.
It got on Nicolas Caging.
The back spray got onto him. And oh, we do like Paul Giamatti, but like what, how, and I'm not shaming you. If you need hairspray, like a spray paint in your hair, you seen it, you loved. We love you.
Also, if you need to rebuild your personal wealth because you bought an island one time when you dated an Asian woman, you thought this will never end.
Who did that?
I think this man.
Nick Cage?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, pausing again because we want to hear the interesting things they're saying. Yeah. Now, listen, we are confused by Matthew McConaughey's hair.
Right.
But go ahead, say it.
I would let him sit on me, and I would let myself sit on him.
Yeah. We would all let both of those things happen.
Yeah. Now, also, Ben Kingston, I would also It's also happening for me.
No, not for me. But was he in that group, the Kingston Trio? Because that's fun.
That's how he got famous.
That's so fun. Now, we were wondering what was going on with Matthew McGonagall's hair, his beard, his face hair.
He can only grow pubes because he's sexy.
Oh, okay. Because that's where his face goes, in pubes. Okay. All right. I'm going to pause again. Okay. Here we go. They're giving away the Oscar.
Oh, to the men.
Now, Pat, do you want to introduce? We have a special guest.
Our friend from Schindler's List. Yeah. I'm sorry, this is just—it's distracting. But yeah, but Charlie, our friend, is here. Oh, thank God, people dropped in because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
No, you do. I think you do, Charlie.
I feel bad to kind of entered right at the same time as Steven Spielberg.
Well, look, I think both deserve tremendous amount of respect and adoration. We love you, Charlie. We're so glad you're here.
Oh, thank you, Megs and Pat.
Now, do you like movies?
I do like movies. I haven't seen a lot of them recently. Yeah. I don't watch a lot anymore.
Yeah.
It's so hard to get there. Then once you're there, you got to pay to park. And then you got to pay for the movie?
Yeah, it's so expensive, too.
What?
Yeah. It's hard to stay awake for the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. By the time the papers are over, I go, I had enough.
Yeah, they got recliners in all the theaters now. And heated seats. I'm asleep.
As soon as someone rubs my feet, it's over.
It's too cozy. Oh,
don't let people rub your feet in the
movie
theater.
One time a man did rub my feet in there, and I thought, I'm in seventh heaven. Turns out he didn't work there at all. No.
Even if he worked there, you shouldn't let him do that.
Well.
Okay, I was right. Oopsenheimer, the guy won.
Oopsenheimer won again.
Yeah.
Should I see that? Because it's about something that we don't like.
I don't. That's why I didn't see it, because I'm like, I don't care. I don't care about war machines or whatever.
I think it maybe gave him the award because he did it in order this time. Did that movie go in order?
Oh,
that's right. Because all of his other movies are like, what if?
Because the Batman one,
right? And then everything's backwards,
I'll be back.
Dream a little dream, all of that.
Oh, yes, Corey Feldman.
Right.
Yes. Now, quick,
Jason Robards.
Jason Robards. Now, his daughter ran for Congress, I think.
Jason Robards' daughter?
No, Jason Robards' daughter ran.
Oh, I said that. Yeah, I think Corey Feldman had a daughter.
No. If she did, her name would be Paris Jackson, because he thinks he's Michael Jackson.
He does. He'd be Paris, Texas.
Yeah. Now, Charlie, you were making an observation about the bow ties earlier. What was it?
Yeah, they're all very droopy bow ties. Yeah. Like Jimmy Kimmel had one on that looked like elephant ears.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It's very droopy. Now, did that make you more or less uncomfortable than the blazer that's currently bothering Pat?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really look at the jacket. It did look like, it looked like a glass of champagne, I thought.
See, that's what I said, champagne color.
You know what? I have a very specific remembrance of a very specific couch that my grandmother had. And she was so nice.
Juanita
Chapina. You know, to be honest with you, she lived on the third floor. And it got hot at the surface of the sun up there.
Yeah.
And that couch reminded me of being hot and stuck.
Stuck. Was there plastic on it?
Oh. If you don't think there was plastic on it.
Oh, I think there was.
There's almost plastic on the carpet. For God's sake.
Yeah.
Did she have
one of those runners? My Auntie Mary had one of those plastic runners.
Yeah. Oh, where if you turn it upside down, it was all spikes?
Spiky. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing but runners. You could have called a lot of homes.
Yeah. What about you, Charlie? Did your grandparents have any plastic?
Yes, they did. They had, certainly they put plastic in their windows in the winter.
Yeah. Because it's cold.
Very big in Wisconsin.
You had to fight with the hair dryer.
That's You're right. a Wisconsin
yeah.
boy.
Yeah. So they did that. They had, a lot of those plastic runners in their basement for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, nothing.
Okay. You went away? You had it? You lost it?
You know, I got to be honest, because I thought, this is an opportunity to talk about.
This is a good time to ask your Rolex question.
Oh, yeah. So, Charlie. The whole time the show's been on, there's been these commercials for the Rolex watches that are very expensive.
Sure.
I asked Maggie early on. I said, if you had all the money in the world, now this says loaded, but it doesn't matter. There's no judgment here. Would you buy an expensive watch if you had literally all the money in the world? You've already given all your charities. You've helped all the children, all the olds. Would you buy a watch as expensive?
I think I would only buy an expensive watch if it was part of someone's estate. Like it was some famous person's Rolex.
Wow. I have that
person's Rolex. Whoa, that's a cool answer.
That's a great answer.
So let's say you're walking around. You see Charles Nelson Reilly's Rolex. It's there. Somebody's selling it for some reason.
Oh, like Hitler's. Sorry. Yeah, you do yours first.
Charles Nelson Reilly is the Hitler of matchmaking.
You're listening to this and you think that's okay, see yourself right out of this podcast. Also, if you're listening to this and you've made it this far, how can we reward you?
Honestly,
send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Yeah.
And you'll get a reward.
Yeah.
Give yourself a little treat if you've made it this far.
Yeah, you deserve it. A little
treat. Order yourself something.
Pat's nice. Been drinking. That's a nice treat for
and
you.
If you can't tell that, that's fair.
We'd like to raise a bottle to all the Greta directors. Oh, and then they rewrote it to great. They were making a statement, that sparkling water.
And Mags is watching a commercial.
Yeah, so always.
Some of this I feel like we have to clarify.
Yeah.
We're on a commercial break.
Because you know how a lot of times we don't always understand commercials?
Well, this is a commercial for a movie.
Oh.
That's like, our movie's not good enough to be on the Oscars, but
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like
yeah.
movies, check this one out.
Oh, that's the movies? Girl.
Yeah.
That's that girl that played the other girl, remember?
No.
Okay, you know the one that killed her mother? Because the mother made it feel like she was sick in a wheelchair, so she killed the mother.
And Natalia Grace?
Oh, no, that's a real girl. I'm talking about the other real girl that just got out of prison.
Oh.
That was Natalia Grace, wasn't it?
No.
Oh.
She's not in prison, is
Casey
she?
Casey Anthony.
No.
Mikey Cyrus.
No.
Amanda Knox. You're
wrong about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Amanda Knox.
No. Her name is, it's you're not allowed to say it anymore.
The Cunt. Orphan. Oh, my goodness.
No, I don't think anybody's ever stopped us from saying that, Pat. Oh, God.
Okay, we're right.
Oh, God.
We're
no wonder.
By the way, do whatever we want.
Do whatever we want.
At this stage.
Do whatever we want.
We're truly doing
wow.
whatever feels good.
Is Kate Winslet here? Because I'm in love with her.
Come on.
Also, is Sally Field dressed as a ghost that's haunting this? I think she's terrific, but can we just
go faster? Go uh-oh. Faster. Whoa.
Look at Diane.
Jessica.
Jessica
Lange.
Diane Jessica looks terrific.
I would love for her to deck, what's her name? Sally Field.
Oh, what? Why?
Just, I'll fight.
Yes.
Terrific.
Okay, I'm sorry. Listen, I know a lot of times we think in this culture that aging is the enemy. But aside from Jennifer Lawrence, these women are aging. I mean... like
sideways.
Fine. Aging sideways. Yes. Now, we didn't see this movie, but I love Michelle Yeoh. And look at her.
You know what? I want arms that look, I look like, she's going to come at me
yeah.
with those things.
Yeah.
And she's also going to get me with the bones that stick out of her elbows
yeah.
and shoulders.
Yeah.
She's going to get me.
Yeah, she is. But you're going to respect her.
You will respect
her. You will respect her. Because you know what? She's beautiful. And she was so good in that movie. Now, did you see Poor Things, Charlie?
No, I did not see
Great.
Poor Things.
Great. I watched about 20 minutes of it. Couldn't stand it. But, you know, you could recognize that she was good.
She plays someone with a bad haircut, right?
She plays somebody with a baby brain. And then,
I can feel that. Oh, and a baby brain and a bad haircut?
Yeah.
Takes a baby brain to get a bad haircut.
Oh, you're like, keep going.
Yes. The thing about it is that, you know, you don't ever know how old her brain is when she's doing all these certain things, but they show, there's one scene where she's absolutely going to town on herself and you're like, oh no, how old are you?
Oh, I love that.
What? No. Yeah. No.
Like a dog at the park where it's like, oh. I found it.
No. Ooh, but look at her. She's gorgeous. Polka dots? Gorgeous, even.
Polka dots. I did see Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, did you like it? Was she amazing?
She was great. It was okay.
Oh, I love that for us.
There was like a part where there was supposed to be like a surprise where you're like, Leonardo DiCaprio was bad the whole time. But he seemed bad the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Is it oatmeal man? Can you imagine if that was just spoiler alert?
Yeah.
Imagine.
Oh, Wait, let's all just let her do whatever she wants.
No. She looks like she's wearing bed sheets.
Yep.
You know, I've seen her in person. I met her.
With Charlie's?
Charlie Theron, yeah.
Oh my
God. What was it like?
She was about 20 feet away.
Did she look ethereal? Did she look ethereal?
Yes.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, I got to tell you, between the two of them, they're both beautiful. I would drop dead if I saw Annette Bennington.
Oh, sure.
Bennington.
I got it.
Is she in the restaurants?
Yeah. Yeah, Bennington's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Annette Bennington's. She has the best apps.
Yeah, she does.
No, they're not cheap.
No, and very good potato soup.
So good.
Now, I got to tell you, the season of American Horror Story, because you know I'm a coward.
Yeah.
I watched the season that she, I watched several of her seasons of American Horror Story. She's amazing.
Very good.
And I would do anything for her. And I don't care if she slapped me dead across the face. I would still love
her. You'd be honored.
I would be honored.
And I'd her like, Joan Crawford in Feud was very fun.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, I guess I deserve that, Jessica Lange. Thank you.
By the way, if you're 90 and you look like that, excuse me, all's well with the world.
How old is she for real?
I think she's 92.
Okay. Alexa, how old is Jessica Lange? Oh, 74, Pat.
Remember she fell in love with Tootsie?
Thank you, Alexa.
She did fall in love with Tootsie.
She was in love with
and
Tootsie.
And so did her dad. She had a love triangle. Charles Durning, her dad.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, bad haircut one.
Bad haircut one. Oh, who's that? She's smooching. Is she married?
Uh-oh. Yeah, she found her lobster.
Oh, was it? Isn't she with the director of Easy A?
What?
That movie she did?
I remember that movie. She's very young. Oh, yeah. She's surprised, it looks like.
Oh, my I see.
Her dress popped open. And she's afraid of it. And Jessica Lange's going to fix it. All the women are going to fix it. And this is a moment that I love women.
They're all taking things out of their hair and using it to fix her dress.
Jennifer Lawrence, put your shawl around her.
I used my tampon. I just put it on you.
Is this her first win?
No, is it? No.
She went for La La Land.
I think so. What did they do together? Just be nominated?
Yes. I thought that dog's tail was a small person doing this. And I thought, wow.
Yeah, Pat, no more drinks. No more drinks. Were you drinking marijuana drinks?
There's a little person back here doing this. I thought, well, more people came.
That's a Twin Peaks episode. Oh,
somehow the closed caption got turned off. When did that happen?
God only knows.
Oh, God only knows. I love that Beach Boys song.
Oh, it's so good.
There's a Natalie Maines version of that song that everybody should hear.
Is that right?
Yeah. I have conflicted feelings about the movie. Maybe I need to go back and watch the full thing.
No, I did not.
I already asked him that,
but I see from the pictures, it's not just she had bad hair, she had bad eyebrows.
Bad eyebrows, too. Because she's like a Franken baby. She really is. Who's that? The director? Now, I do love Mark Ruffalo. Gotta say it. Do you think any of this is going to be audible?
Charlie. I think, honestly, this might be a bust. And that's okay.
That's okay. Charlie, for the first 38 minutes of this, we didn't have the microphone plugged in. Who's Dave? She's got a daughter? Wow, she's been busy. Now the women should jump on her to cover the dress. And
push
then,
her down.
Then Annette Bennington comes in and swims off with her. They
she
swim
throws
away.
Potato skins around to keep people distracted.
Oh, my God. When was the last time you had a potato skin? Okay, here's a wide shot of the jacket. I still like it.
I genuinely wish it to be buried in the ground. I like it.
I could be getting couch vibes from it, but I'm going to pause this. Okay. We're back because... James Kimmel just made a thing about former President Trump that we really liked.
Go to bed.
And isn't it past your jail time, he said. It's almost the final award, Pat. Did we do it?
This is shocking because I didn't think that this would happen.
I didn't think it would either. Charlie, did you think that we would make it this far?
I had every confidence in the both of you.
You did?
Although I heard you didn't record the beginning, so you have to stay on after an extra 38 minutes.
Well, we recorded, but we don't know if the sound picked up. Like, we were on the Zoom, recording the Zoom. Oh, I wonder who this is for. Oh. Oh, he's very...
aged?
Aged. He's very aged, but he's got a baby.
Yeah. That is interesting.
Yeah. What do you think about that? You think that's okay?
Well, I mean, hopefully he has an estate to leave and that there will be good people to raise that child.
Yeah.
And that child will have a lot of film to watch to get to know his or her father, yeah. Their father.
They'll think his father, they'll think their father was a Scarface.
Yeah.
God love him. Oh, last word of the evening. Wow.
My favorite thing that Al Pacino says is, in Devil's Advocate, where he says, God is an absentee landlord.
Oh, that was so good. Wow, Charlie, you just transported me to a movie I've never seen. I felt like I was right in there.
Oh, yeah, you get to see Charlize Theron again.
She's in that? She's,
yeah.
Is it spooky?
Nude.
It sounds spooky. Oh, Pat, come back, quick. Oh, that was a weird way to announce it. My eyes see Oppenheimer, he said.
This is like when I have ordered dinner before at the Macaroni Grill.
Yeah, oh, and I say, Romano's Macaroni Grill?
I don't know.
Okay, okay.
Macarino's.
Macarino's, Macaroni's Acapulco Grill. And I say, uh-huh. I'll have, because he opened it like this. I'll have
the yeah. Oh, I heard rumblings of eggplant right there.
Yeah.
You got eggplant at the Macaroni Grill?
One time I did. Now, don't do that because you don't hammer it out good like you do.
Yeah.
You got to dry it out. Dry it out all the way.
You got to dry it out. You salt it. You cut it. You dry it out.
Get the bitterness out.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
right. You, Charlie knows. Charlie's a great cook.
I got to say, Oopsenheimer.
Oopsenheimer swept almost.
Yeah.
It seems like he doesn't. Isn't he supposed to say all the names of all of them first?
Oh. Oops. Would you want to hear that?
You should take all the bitterness out. Like, you're a chef. Now, what does that mean when you
I'm a home cook.
You're a home chef.
Yeah, you salt the eggplant to take the bitterness out.
You salt the land so that people can't come back and get it.
That's right. But that's a bitter thing to do.
Yeah. And you got to salt the land. You got to do a salt circle when there's witches and stuff.
Sure. Or you can leave salt by the door and a vampire has to count the grains before it can come inside.
Is that true?
Yeah. I think vampires are OCD.
Mostly. I thought you had to welcome them in.
That's true, too.
But after they count mags, after they count it.
Okay.
I got to say, that's good home security. Because, you know, I bought that one of those signs at Home Depot.
Yeah.
Not before I knew Home Depot was fascist. But.
Wait.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
What sign?
The sign that says, I have home security, don't come here.
Oh, I just stole mine from somebody who really did have home security.
I was shocked. That wasn't it when you and I had had 3 to 4
pitches of margaritas. Yeah.
And you said, I got to get that.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. But I have one of those signs, but I don't have the thing to back it up.
Yeah.
Now, if I also put a little bit of saltus on my door, I guess vampires would have a comment when they come in. I'll do anything because I'm afraid of dying in my sleep.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, because the thing is, they're compelled to count it, and they'll be out there when the sun comes up, counting grains of sand, and then they're dead.
Traps.
Yeah.
What traps for single people living at home?
Oh, like booby traps, like Goonies. And the guy was there.
Yes.
The guy did it.
That could be it.
Yeah. And I just watched a movie with Josh Brolin. Huh? Josh Brolin. Yeah, he was in Doonesbury.
He played Brand and him. Goonies.
He did play Brand and Goonies. I saw Doonesbury 1 and Doonesbury 2.
Oh, is that right?
With Muad'Dib.
Oh, what? Uh-oh. Is this guy getting a motorbike later?
Or is he about to play a game of squash? What are you doing with those glasses? Listen, sir, I don't know who you are. I'm going to say producer. What are you doing? Oh, God. He looks like Horace Grant. This man looks like old white Horace Grant. Is the secret weapon of your life?
Was it wealth?
Is it wealth?
Was it inherited wealth?
We don't know. We'll never find out.
You know, sometimes I feel like I'm hard on people who are like get to the success level, but then sometimes I go, maybe not.
You just think James Woods.
Yeah, which James Woods?
Uh-oh. Maybe it's a different one that we don't know about.
Yeah, you know, James Woods played the guy who shot Medgar Evers in Byron De La Beckwith in Ghosts of Mississippi, where he plays a racist man who assassinated a civil rights leader. And I don't think James Woods knew they were filming. I think James Woods just was like, let me talk.
But in the hard way with Michael J. Fox, he taught me how to eat a frog dog.
What's a frog dog, Charlie?
It's a hot dog with french fries on top.
Oh. That sounds great.
No, not for me.
But it's not good.
It's not?
It's dry.
Is it texture problem?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because right when you said it, I was like, oh, never mind.
It's like a bite of hot dog with a handful of fries all at once.
Now, I got to tell you, wow. Pat, you know me. I would not eat a hot dog if you paid me money. I haven't eaten a hot dog since.
Just flip it to you.
I haven't eaten a hot dog since prom weekend.
That's right.
I will not go back.
That's because you're 70-30.
That's right.
And sexual, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't want a hot dog in my life. I don't want a hamburger, maybe.
Right.
Is that?
You also won't eat oysters, though, so take a hard look at yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta sign off. I can read
the. Wait, the dog just pissed on Matt Damon. Oh, because Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel have a friendly little rivalry.
That's so cute. You understand? For billionaires. I love when millionaires have rivalries that have no consequences whatsoever.
Yeah, me too. Guess who's calling? Tina. Tina's calling. Hold on. Okay. Hold on.
Stay tuned.
Hi, Teen.
Hi.
Now, we're still recording the podcast, and now Charlie's here, so it's me and Pat and Charlie. Hi, say Tina. Hi.
Are you still doing the podcast?
Yeah, that's what I meant when I said we're still.
No.
Mom, are you hearing? Do you have your hearing aids in?
No.
I knew it.
Oh, my God.
I knew it. And now thousands and tens of thousands of people are going to hear this. Just kidding, Mom. Nobody watches it. Mom, do you remember In Living Color?
I do.
Do you know David Alan Greer? Who was out of Living Color, who Pat and I both really love. Charlie, how do you feel about it?
Love Dag.
We love Dag. He was the announcer for this.
He was?
Yeah. Could you believe it?
Oh, that was a sitcom.
Well, it was like a comedy show. Yeah, it was like a sketch comedy show.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the end?
Of the Oscars? Yeah. What'd you think of it?
What was his name? Al Pacino? Shouldn't he have mentioned the other movies?
Did they not announce the other movies? Well, because, Mom, they'd been doing it throughout the whole ceremony, remember?
Oh, I get it now. Okay.
Yeah.
I would have been mad.
And you know what, Mom? I got to be honest, too, because Pat and I and Charlie were talking, so he may have, and we didn't hear it, because we were just chit-chatting over here.
No, he didn't. All he said was Oppenheimer.
Yeah, he said, my eyes see Oppenheimer. Mom, overall, who had your favorite clothes on? Because I know you love to talk about clothes. Who wore your favorite outfit?
Who wore my favorite outfit? Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
I think it was the girl who I don't remember her name. That's had fine. Had the shoulders up high.
Yeah.
Oh, was it green? Was it a green leather dress?
No, it wasn't green. It was silver or something.
Oh, was it divine? Divine?
No,
joy?
No. No, I didn't care for her.
Listen, you're giving me a lot of attitude for not guessing it right, but you're not giving me much to go on, team.
I think she was in Oppenheimer. I'm not sure.
Oh, Emily Blunt.
Oh, the shoulders things that you can pick up and put her somewhere else if you wanted to.
Yeah, they look like handles, didn't they, Mom?
Yes, that you could pick her up by her shoulders.
Oh, God bless.
You know who she's married to, Mom? Ted Kaczynski.
He's back.
Who? Who?
Ma, Ted Kaczynski.
Ted Kaczynski.
Husband, Ma.
He's back.
The university and airport
bomb. You're confusing me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, we're pretty confused ourselves.
Yeah, it's not any better over here.
Hey, Ma, remember when we went on vacation to Los Angeles and we went to the Academy Museum?
Yeah.
What was your overall take of that museum? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Well, then I couldn't get to see all those Academy Awards.
Yeah, because it was actually, it was.
Other than that, it was okay.
Yeah,
it was impressive.
Really, I was underwhelmed, Ma. But they were filming. Mm-hmm. They were filming like a pre-Oscars because we came here in whatever time of year this is, March last year, and they were filming like some segments in front of all the Oscars. So my mother and I did not get to see the actual Oscars at the Academy Museum, which is a bummer.
Right, and I was very upset. I wanted to see what they really looked like.
But then you remember, Mama, we took a studio tour. We got to hold them at the end.
Yes. We couldn't take one home, though.
No. And you know, and also, Ma, do you know what else? Remember when you had COVID and then we went to see Jeopardy and you weren't allowed to cough?
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, remember my malt? I still have never had one.
Yeah, my poor mother. That's how we knew she had COVID. Because she was like, boy, nothing tastes right. I was like, oh God.
No.
All right. Well, listen, Ma, we're going to wrap up this podcast. So say goodbye to everybody in the ant colony.
Okay. And will you call me back after the podcast so I can congratulate you all?
On what?
On winning.
Oh, what did we win?
Podcast.
Oh, we won Best Podcast.
I'll be back.
Okay. All right. I love you so much.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
I love you guys more.
Oh, all right.
Bye.
Love you.
Love.
Oh, I cut her off. Yeah. But she was saying love you.
Yeah. I wonder what she loves.
I think
it's
us. I think us.
I'm trying to parse that.
Yeah. Okay. Overall, this year's broadcast, good, bad. Let's do roses and thorns and wrap this thing up.
Oh, boy. I only saw the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, you just got here.
You just
roses were remembering to turn on the microphone at minute 34.
Yeah.
Because it could have gone not that
We could have gone the whole broadcast.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. And also Charlie being here.
Yeah, those are the roses for
sure.
And I got
to say, you and I, once again, being so on the same page.
Yeah, and you know what? We never know exactly what we're talking about, but we sure do muddle through.
We will keep going.
Yeah.
And that's a fun thing about us.
Yeah. Oh, is that what's his name? And he's on Abbott Elementary?
Bradley Cooper's on Abbott Elementary.
Now, listen, I have nothing to do with this show, obviously, but Abbott Elementary is a cute show.
Oh, because it's in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a Philly guy. Now, I got to say, for me, roses, besides like how fun it was to see everybody, talking to my aunt and my mom and Chelsea and Charlie, I'm going to say roses for me was when, which one of them won that we loved? What gave you goosebumps, Pat? The twins reunion? We loved that. Charlie, there was a twins reunion. You didn't even
really?
See it.
Charlie.
Danny DeVito
and
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of any other twins, not the two from The Matrix Reloaded.
No, those blonde, creepy white weirdos is a great way to say it. Also, that's how I would describe almost anybody in a cult.
Yeah.
You know, those creepy white weirdos. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Now, one more thing is I thought James Kimmler did James Skellington? Oh, Michael Keaton.
That's
Michael Keaton,
I'm
Catherine
sorry.
O'Hara.
I need to bring in. That's my rose.
That's what gave you goosebumps.
Sorry. I mean, that's.
What are you sorry
in
about?
In heaven, we will touch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They say in everyone's individual heaven, you get your own favorite version of Michael Keaton. Isn't that nice?
Mine's that's from the Dream Team.
Oh, mine would be from Mr. Bob, I think.
Everyone's is different.
Yeah. What's yours, Pat?
The pizza man from Multiplying.
Oh, okay.
Because his expectations are low.
Is he the one that's not so swift?
Hmm?
There was one that was not so swift. I didn't see it.
He loves pizza, and
I love pizza.
You'd love this one, then.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got to see that. That has Andrew McDonald in it,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
Can't find him.
Yeah. Okay. Now listen. Those are everybody looked really great. It was Jodie Foster looked gorgeous. Everybody looked really great. I'm going to say my rose is seeing Jodie Foster and a hot wife and a hot love. Very cute. My thorn was having to look at all.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anybody else?
That wraps it up for me.
All right. Listen, this was a blast, and we probably should do every award show from here on out. Just kidding. If you like this, shoot us an email at thosewhoann@gmail.com. If you hated it, shoot us an email at thosewhoann@gmail.com. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. We'll everybody, get
those numbers up.
Yeah, we got to get those numbers up. Right. You got to get those numbers up.
That's true.
Any number, any engagement, they say in social media is good.
Did you say, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I we love you, Charlie. I love you, Pat.
Love you, Charlie. Love you, ladies.
Thank you for listening to Those Who Aunt, a Baby Makers podcast, starring Colleen Doyle as your Aunt Pat and Dana Curcioli as your Auntie Mags. Our guests today were Charlie McCracken, Chelsea Talbot, Auntie Di, a.k.a. Joanne Malatek, and Tina Curcioli. We love you. We're so happy that you stuck with us. And even if you didn't, that's okay, too. And for God's sakes, register to vote, call your aunt.